Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 76 for the high today. A mother versus her 16-year-old stepdaughter. Who's going to win this round? Angela from Brockport wrote us, and you guys can too. You can always reach out to us on our Facebook page at 98PXY and leave a message. Her 16-year-old stepdaughter took her car without asking, then brought it back with a huge dent in the fender like nothing happened.
Oh, my God.
Here's the full message from Angela. We were all stupid teens once, right? Hi, guys. Here's a good one for you next week. I honestly don't know if I can keep being the nice one here. My 16-year-old stepdaughter took my car this past Friday night without asking. Not only did she scrape the fender, she parked it back in the driveway like nothing happened, as if I wouldn't notice a giant dent in my own car. And what makes it worse is she lied to my face about it and told me it wasn't her. I only noticed it because I was leaving for work the next morning and saw a chunk of paint hanging off. I showed my husband, and his response was, "Teenagers do stupid things. I'll speak with her and make her apologize."
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? I'm the one paying the insurance. It's my car.
Right.
It's hard to depend on my husband because he refuses to punish her so he doesn't come off as the bad guy.
Right.
So when I hold her accountable, I'm the evil one.
Yeah.
What makes it worse is her lying to me about it. I feel awful admitting this, but I'm starting to resent both of them.
You're like, I hate that broad.
I told her she should pay for the repairs, and my husband says she doesn't have the money. I don't even know what the punishment should be at this point. And if anyone has any advice for me, I'm all ears. Thanks, guys, for your time. Okay, so what's the punishment here? 585-252-9800. This girl took her stepmom's car without asking, puts a few dents in it.
She's like, yeah.
Brings it back like nothing happens. And on top of that, she lied about it.
The fact of the matter is that that is just the most disrespectful thing you could probably do. And just like you sitting there and brushing it under the rug like nothing happened and not taking ownership or accountability. I get it. When you're young and you're scared that you're going to get in trouble, you'll do anything to kind of push it off and just pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But they're going to see it eventually.
So I remember my parents just got their brand new car. I begged them for permission to drive it. I'm 17. I'm a new driver. I take the car. I pull into the McDonald's parking lot. I pulled
had
into
to get the snack wrap.
I pulled into the parking spot a little too forward. I hit that. You know those stupid garbage cans that are made out of rocks?
Yeah.
It scraped the whole entire corner of the fender. I mean, I messed this front end up. And I bring it home and I'm sitting in the driveway, scared to death to go into the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I have to.
You have
and
to.
I go, can you guys come outside for a second? And the look on my mom's face was just pure disgust. I was like, you guys don't understand. Like, someone sideswiped me.
You're like, you don't understand. The garbage can came out of nowhere.
It was really bad, but at least I was honest.
Yeah, you owned up to it.
Jim says, this girl is 16, not 6. My son tried the same stunt with our car. He lost driving privileges for 3 months, mowed lawns to pay for the damage, and it's the best lesson he ever learned. You got to make her pay for it.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, the dad just being like, and enabling her essentially and being like, she doesn't have the money. Okay, then find the money. Hire her to pay me back.
Right.
Have her do chores around the house. Have her, you know, run errands. Well, not with a car, but you know what I mean.
Good morning, Moose and Breeze. So I'm listening to you guys right now driving to work, and I got to tell you, the problem is this woman's husband wants to be his daughter's best friend instead of her parent. And the fact that he wants to be Mr. Nice Guy and not Punisher says everything. You got to take her license away. Yeah, that's like step one.
Right.
She took the keys at night, took the car, brought it back all busted up. It was like, wasn't me.
She's like, see ya. Must have just happened in the garage. I'm sure someone hit it when they were pulling in.
Hey, Angela, I'm with you. I'm stepmom too, and I learned quick. If you don't set a line, you'll spend years trying to claw back respect. Take the keys. If she can't pay for the repair, she works it off. Whether it's babysitting, chores, whatever. Yeah. Brian just wrote in, your husband sounds like a bum.
Thank you so much for that, Brian.
Thank you for texting.
Thank you.
Did you ever, I know you were a horrible driver as a teenager.
Still am, essentially.
Yeah, but any issues with your parents growing up and like begging them to take the car? Or did you always have a car as soon as you got your license?
So I had a car, but the problem with me was I would get so many tickets, like speeding tickets.
Yeah.
That when I like got home from anywhere, like a long trip or something like that, I would like not really talk to my parents at all because I was so nervous to speak with them that they were going to find out about my, you know, pile of tickets in the back seat.
But you were under your parents' insurance, so they were going to find out regardless.
Well, not all the time. I had to hire a lawyer once. It was a whole thing.
Without them knowing?
Yeah.
I love it. Crazy. You had to hire with what money?
I know. I was working in college, but yeah, I had a lawyer on retainer for like 6 months. Yeah.
And then you're ridiculous.
My dad found out like 3 years later because I got so many tickets that I owed the state money every year. I owed him like $400 just to keep my license. He's like, what is this? I'm like, you know, my attorney worked that out. He's like, your attorney? What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, don't worry. I took care of it, Dad.
It's all worked out, so.
Let me get to a couple more. If you guys are just tuning in, Angela from Brockport wrote in and said that her 16-year-old stepdaughter took her car this past Friday night without asking and then scraped the fender, parked it back in the driveway like nothing happened. And no, her husband's not on her side. He doesn't want to be the bad guy.
No.
What's the punishment here? Let's go over to Claudia, who says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm not sure why so many parents today are so concerned with being nice. I never understood that. I have two teenagers at home. And I'll be the first one to say teenagers do dumb things. We all did. But lying about it and not having any consequences is not okay. My approach is she apologizes, then works to pay for the damage, and driving privileges are suspended for a week. I make sure my spouse explains it too so she doesn't think I'm the enemy. I'm about teaching responsibility, not punishing forever.
Right.
Yeah. Angela, thanks for the message on this one. Let me get to one more. Guys, I've been a stepmom for years, and it's easy to feel invisible when your husband won't back you. That resentment builds fast. Make this girl's life miserable for a while with chores and no phone and see what happens. Yeah, because your husband's not on the same page with you, clearly, Angela. Take away your daughter's keys, her license, her phone, her mattress, make her sleep on the floor for a month, and feed her once a day.
Okay, that's neglect. So.
I don't know. I'm not a parent.
We know. Thank God. Honestly. Thank God.
All right, guys. Thanks for the messages on this one. Angela, best of luck. You got to get your husband on the same page with you. Or as Brian would call him, that bum.
Or a divorce is on the rise. Let's just put it that way.
We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY. Stay there.
To PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
It was a huge Fringe weekend here in Rochester this weekend. Fringe Fest wrapped up. We're done with that. Put a little bow on it.
Close the curtain.
Send it away until next year. And then yesterday was a big day. If you were running around any area in Rochester, you early in the morning, you may have ran into traffic and been very frustrated and screaming at your steering wheel. But the annual Rochester Half Marathon and 5K returned yesterday morning on Sunday, and the race started at Maplewood Park and ended at Innovative Field. And there was a lot of runners doing their thing. They gathered near the tennis court, and the half marathon started at 7:30, and the 5K started at 7:40. If you remember correctly, last year I did run the 5K.
Well, so I thought you were getting ready to run this half marathon. What happened? You were in training.
So, yeah.
I love how we just sweep things under the rug. By this time last year, I was supposed to be a professional skater.
Remember, it was like 6 months ago. I was like, so guys, I'm running the half.
Yeah.
And training starts today. I never even bought sneakers. yeah, things went sideways.
We're
super
so
quickly.
Full of crap.
No, literally. But it was fun. It was great. A lot of hundreds of runners. I saw pictures. And I think one of my favorite parts about this event specifically is the fact that so many people gather to cheer on these runners at different mile points and markers, and it's just really, really a good time. So good times had by all. Well, mostly all. So
if you made it through, congratulations. I'm sorry,
Moose, did you see any of the runners? He goes, absolutely not. Couldn't be me.
No, I didn't know what was happening. But listen, anybody that can run a half marathon or just a 5K without stopping, listen, I look at you guys, you're heroes to me. I don't know how you do it, but I just find that so unbelievable that somebody can run 26 miles, 15 miles. And some people do this just after work for fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I feel like we haven't done this in a while, and it's finally back. Caller 8 right now for everyone's favorite game.
Can't be breezy.
Guys, this is your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see MGK and Wiz Khalifa perform live June 13th next summer at Darien Lake. This will be a sold-out show, and we want you to win these tickets before you can buy them. 585-252-9800 to go head-to-head with our girl Breezy. Caller 8 right now. Good luck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is free.
And always will be.
Always will be. She's confident. Bold. And she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Freeze! We got tickets we need to give away to go see MGK and Wiz Khalifa June 13th at Darien Lake. This will be a sold-out show, and yes, we have your chance to win them before you can buy them, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Jessica.
Jessica!
Hi!
Jessica from where?
Macedon, New York.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Jessica, you're caller 8!
Oh, my God!
You're going head-to-head with Breezy. And do you think you have what it takes to just destroy her?
Oh, absolutely, I do.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, my God. All right, okay, right. Love that.
All right, well, Breezy's going to leave the room right now.
Jessica, may the best woman win.
Yes, queen.
Okay.
The rules are simple. You have 5 seconds to answer each question, and if you end in a tie with Breezy, you're going to get the win. You hear that, Breeze?
Okay.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, Jessica, let's go to question number one. What is the name of the actress that MGK was just engaged to?
Oh, Megan Fox.
Locking you in for Megan Fox, let's go to question number two. In what country did the car brand Volvo originate?
Oh, my God. Sweden, I think.
Final answer? Sweden. Final answer is Sweden. We love the Swedish fish. All right, let's go to question number three. In what movie did Tom Hanks play a character stranded on an island?
Oh, my God. Wallace, no. Castaway.
Castaway. And question number four. What's the name of the famous sitcom whose theme song started with the lyrics, "Whatever Happened to Predictability"?
Oh, no. I'm going to have to go with the Big Bang Theory.
Locking you in for the Big Bang Theory. Okay, Jessica, last question. Question number five. In a car, what do the letters ABS stand for?
That's a great question. My husband knows all these answers. I do not. I want to say it's the engine, like the name of the engine, but I'm not sure.
Well, what's it stand for?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Time's up anyways. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up, Jessica, and see how well you did this morning. All right. So far... Hi, Breezy. Welcome back. We're looking at a total of 3 out of 5. Not too shabby.
Not bad at all.
Not terrible, Breezy. I'm sorry. I think I've made it too easy this for you.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on hold. Stay right there, Jessica. We're gonna go over to Breezy. Question number one. What is the name of the actress that MGK was just engaged to?
They're not engaged anymore?
No.
Megan Fox. No way.
Let's go to question number two.
I thought they had a baby.
In what country did the car brand Volvo originate? Three seconds.
Sweden?
Final answer?
Yeah.
Let's go to question number three. In what movie did Tom Hanks play a character stranded on an island?
Oh, Wilson?
Final answer?
Castaway.
Question four. What's the name of the famous sitcom whose theme song started with the lyrics, "Whatever Happened to Predictability"?
Oh, Full House.
Question number five. Breezy in a car. Huge car, girl.
Huge.
What do the letters ABS stand for? Breeze?
Automatic body.
Okay. All right. Let's get Jessica back on the phone.
Okay.
All right, Jessica. Right now, you got a total of 3. I don't even know how to say this. Breezy.
I wasn't confident.
Breezy won 4 to 5.
Did I really? Was it the body one that got me? Wait, what?
Let's run through the board real quick.
Good job,
Breezy. Is Volvo really Swedish?
It is. Yes.
What? I pulled that out of my literal. You know what?
Megan Fox. Yes, and MGK. That was the person they were engaged. Who cares?
I thought they had a baby.
Question number two. They're going to co-parent. Question number two. In what country we did that? That's Sweden. Castaway is the name of the Tom Hanks film. You both got that. What's the name of the famous sitcom? Whatever Happened to Predictability? That is Full House.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yes, the last answer in a car, what do the letters ABS stand for? That would be anti-lock brakes.
Stupid. So what did you get wrong?
She
that
got
one
the,
and
Full House.
Full House you got wrong?
Yeah, I was really
when
disappointed.
When were you born?
I love Full House. I was born in 91.
Okay, then.
So I should know that.
What a shame.
Yeah, you should definitely know
that.
That
was really bad.
But listen.
Here, listen, Jess. Jessica, I like you, okay? I think you're great. I think you're crushing it.
Positive energy all day.
And honestly, it's Monday, and it's just like too much admin to like pick up another phone call. So I'm going to give you the tickets. All I do is
are you serious?
Yeah, I'm feeling generous today.
And I'm going to be perfectly honest, Jess, you don't even deserve them.
No, she definitely doesn't.
All right, Jess. Okay, stay on hold real quick. I got to talk to Breezy.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Stay right there.
It's just a lot of admin.
Just a
like,
lot
pick
of
up
admin.
Another
it's
phone
a
call.
Lot of
yeah,
admin. And the phones are blowing up. But don't you guys worry. We have plenty of chances all week.
It's like, how long can we play this game? You know?
For you to win MGK tickets and, of course, tickets to go see Wiz Khalifa. It's PXY Mornings. Hold on one second. Hey, Jessica, I need you to say my name's Jess from Macedon, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Jess from Macedon, and I can't beat Breezy.
No, you can't.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.